Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
With the Superhuman Radio Network news update for this Tuesday, I'm Elliot Turton. Diabetes in the U.S. is growing. 29 million people, or 9.3% of the U.S. population, have diabetes, according to the 2014 National Diabetes Statistic Reports released by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Among these, 4.5 million are between the ages of 20 and 44, 13.5 million between 45 and 64, and 11 million over the age of 65. Additionally, diabetes is most prevalent in American Indians and Alaskan Natives, followed closely by Hispanics and African Americans. Asian Americans and Caucasians have the lowest rates of diagnosed diabetes. Another 33% of Americans, 86 million people, sit on the fence with pre-diabetes, half of which are over 65 years of age. Unfortunately, about 208,000 adolescents also have diagnosed diabetes, with estimates for undiagnosed diabetes not available. In contrast to adults, Caucasian children show the highest rates of new diabetes cases. The direct medical cost of diabetes is estimated to be $176 billion annually, and indirect costs such as disability, work loss, and premature death were estimated to be $69 billion annually. Average medical expense among people with diagnosed diabetes were 2.3 times higher than people without diabetes. Childhood malnutrition linked to higher blood pressure in adults. Severe malnutrition in childhood may increase the risk of high blood pressure in adulthood, a possible significant impact on global health, according to the new research in the American Heart Association journal, Hypertension. Inadequate nutrition before birth, up to age 5, may harm the heart's development. Researchers compared 116 adults who endured malnutrition growing up in Jamaica to 45 men and women who were adequately fed as children. The participants, most in their 20s and 30s, were measured for height, weight, blood pressure levels, and heart function. More news stories coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
With the rest of the Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Engineered red blood cells could carry precious therapeutic cargo. Whitehead Institute scientists have genetically and enzymatically modified red blood cells to carry a range of valuable payloads, from drugs to vaccines to imagining agents, for delivery to specific sites throughout the body. Red blood cells are an attractive vehicle for potential therapeutic applications for a variety of reasons, including their abundance as the most numerous cells in the body and their long lifespan, up to 120 days in circulation. Perhaps most importantly, during the red blood cell production, the nuclei and all the DNA therein is ejected from the cell, thus reducing or even eliminating the chance for tumor formation or other adverse effects. The work, published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, has already captured the attention of the U.S. military and its Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which is supporting the research at Whitehead in the interest of developing treatments or vaccines effective against biological weapons. Additionally, applications are potentially vast and may include red blood cells modified to bind and remove bad cholesterol from the bloodstream, carry clot-busting proteins to treat strokes or deep vein thrombosis, or deliver anti-inflammatory antibodies to alleviate chronic inflammation. Early trial shows new hydrogel promising for weight loss. Overweight and obese patients who took 2 doses a day of a novel biocompatible hydrogel that is not systematically absorbed were able to significantly decrease their body weight. According to a new proof-of-concept study, the product, Gelesis 100, contains thousands of tiny hydrogel particles administered in capsules that dissolve and expand in the stomach and mix with ingested foods, creating a larger volume and inducing satiety, but are then later eliminated. The capsules are taken prior to a meal, and after swallowing them, the patients drink water, which the particles inside the capsule then absorb, leading to the expansion in volume. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. During the second hour, we're going to be joined by Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown to talk about their new book, Eating Dangerously, Why the Government Can't Keep Your Food Safe and How You Can. Welcome back to the show, Rob Regish.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
And guess who we have on the phone right now? We have a caller. Hello, caller. Who's there, caller?
Hey, Steve Lapidus. Hi, Carl. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Steve has an announcement. You know what I love about AgeForce? They make modifications to their products, and unlike Microsoft or GM, when they make a modification, you don't have to throw away your old to get the new. They just automatically add the new to what you're buying. Isn't that right, Steve?
It's called running changes.
Running changes.
It's an article of faith in our company. As research and science permits us to upgrade formulas and make them more effective, we do it. And, it's people that are on our monthly auto ships. Their next order has a new formula, or anybody that orders. So
what's new?
Something really interesting. We've had over the last couple of years with the fat burning weight loss patch, Carl and Rob, got a lot of people saying, hey, it's really tough to stick to my diet. I want to eat sensibly, but every once in a while I'm losing the good fight and I'm eating a lot. So we've been looking for quite a while for an effective appetite suppressant to put into our formula to try to help help people take the edge off their appetite a little bit. And we've done a lot of research, and we focused on a substance called Hoodia, Hoodia.
Now, for those who don't remember, Hoodia made it on the scene several years ago, and it was so promising that a major pharmaceutical company bought the rights to all Hoodia in the United States.
But then
there was a problem. When you took it as a pill,
it didn't work.
It had to be sustained. It had to have sustained delivery. If you took it as a pill, it worked for a moment, but then it stopped working.
Yeah, let me give you a real quick history of this, because it's kind of an interesting substance. Hoodia was basically the San people, Bushmen, that lived in the Namib Desert in South Africa. They would chew the flowers of the Hoodia plant, which is a cactus-like flowering plant. They would chew the flowers to take the edge off their appetites as an appetite suppressant, because there was so little food in the desert that they needed that to help them. There was such a scarcity of food that chewing this leaf took their appetite away. And, it's a survival mechanism for them. And then it was so effective, in South Africa, the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research patented it. And then, as you said, Carl, this company, bought the world rights to the patent,
right,
to try to market in pill form. Unfortunately, it didn't work all that well in pill form. As you said, it has to have a sustained ongoing release, which makes it perfect for our 8-hour time release patches. So, starting about a week ago, every shipment out the door has Hoodia in the formula. It's a moderate appetite suppressant. Hey, look, not going to take your appetite away, but it takes the edge off. Moderate appetite suppressant along with all the other great things in the formula. This is now our single most popular patch, the fat burning patch, because it works. Timing is everything in life. On Superhuman Radio website, there's a buy one, get one free banner.
That's right. And you automatically get the upgraded patch.
Absolutely. We've been shipping for a week now. All the patches going out have Hoodia. Superhuman Radio listeners, visit your website, Carl. That's that big banner on the right-hand side, skyscraper banner. Click on it, and you get, for every order you put in, we'll double the quantities. The best thing, and we always say it's your best option, order the monthly auto ship, and we'll double it. So every 60 days, you get a 60-day supply at the 30-day price.
Wow.
And that BOGO's locked in as long as you keep your auto ship active.
So, very exciting.
Just made a great patch, even better, and we wanted to get on and tell your listeners about it, Carl, and they've got that banner, the buy one, get one free banner, on the website for the next couple of weeks, so jump on it.
Take advantage of it. You can't miss it. It's on
Absolutely.
The right-hand side of the website. It's that big floating banner, so you can't miss it. Click
Terrific.
It. Go to Age Force's website, take advantage of the new and improved weight loss fat burner patch, which seems to be one of their most popular patches, right?
The most popular.
There you go.
Steve, all right, thanks, Carl.
Steve, thanks for being on,
brother. Rob, you take care.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, you too, Steve.
All right, so there you have it. Okay, onward and upward to the business at hand. The first question comes from Brian Gow. What is the legality of chemical peptide research companies? What quality and standards are they held to?
Well, this is one of the few topics that I don't have the practical experience with. But from discussion with you, Carl, and many, many others, Superior Hardcore Peptides, it's the company that you want, as their quality is unsurpassed, right? The strictest measures are taken insofar as making sure what's on the label is in the bottle. Now, as for the legality of those products, I can certainly speak to that. They're perfectly legal when using them on your lab animals. And who among us doesn't have lab animals that we want to be healthy and, you know, perform well? You shouldn't have any issues. There are, you know, I have heard of none, zip, zilch, with regard to legality issues. As for results, most of the feedback I get on peptides seems to fall somewhere between supplements and drugs, you know, steroids. They don't work quite as well as steroids, nor is that to be expected, but they do work better than most supplements, which is not too shabby. Now, in terms of growth and fat loss, I have heard, you know, IGF-1, long R3, MGF, mechano growth factor for injury repair. CGC 1295 is another one.
CJC, but yeah, you got it. There you go.
Yeah. You know, in particular, stacking that with the IGF-1. Melatonin 2 is the other one that a lot of people write me about. It's a cosmetic tanning agent, and it works, from what I'm told, incredibly well, so much so that people kind of regret getting as dark as they do because it looks obscene.
You actually turn purple if you take too much of it. I'm serious about that. Your tan gets so dark you look purple. You'll see that.
Oh, man.
Melanotan 2 is something that does work, and you can tell it's working because moments after you take it, you feel a little nauseous, and then all of a sudden your body gets really red, and then that translates into a tan.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Carl. You have far more experience.
Well, here's what I actually replied to Brian Gow in anticipation of this discussion. First of all, research and peptide websites fall outside the realm of Dache and outside the realm of pharmaceutical drugs, so they really are not covered in an oversight fashion. with that being said, because none of the things that they promote or offer require prescription, number one. Number two, as such, they're completely legal for them to sell them for research purposes. You break the law the moment you use them on yourself. So you are the one that is standing in the realm of legal, not legal. If they sell you a peptide and it says all over the bottle, not for human use, and you stick it in your arm, you broke the law. They didn't break the law by selling it to you. You broke the law by using it in an inappropriate fashion. And as such, since they're not designed for human use, there are no standards.
Yeah.
Now, well, keep in mind that most research peptide companies, their products are real. They're not in the business of selling fake stuff. You will find out right away, especially if you're buying research chemicals like Cialis and stuff like that, that they don't work immediately. So the fact that one stays around for a year or two is indicative that the products that they're providing are legitimate. But you're not going to find anybody to provide oversight to them at all because they're not for human use.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So keep it to your lab animals.
Yeah, keep it to your lab animals. Exactly. So, you know. We're going to go ahead and take an early break so we can pick up with a question from Jim Longhi when we come back on the other side. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by The Blueprint. In fact, if you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, you automatically get the Blueprint Meteoric for free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Rob Regish, I think it's RMR Muscle Mass website link to learn more, or go to CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint.
Blueprint banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. The next question comes from Jim Longy. It's a short question with a long answer. I'm training for max strength and hypertrophy. What's best?
Well, who
will,
isn't,
will this question never cease to be asked truthfully?
Listen, people want it all today, and I'm down with that. It's not an easy answer, but I'll try to distill it here as best I can. What's best is what works for you without irritating your joints. And that's tall order, but I can offer some suggestions here. First, you need training that delivers your max strength or absolute strength. I'm talking about your one rep max here because that underlies everything else. That typically involves a loading pattern tied to percentages, rep ranges for each set, and a specific amount of volume, which in 9 out of 10 of those, it tapers towards the end. The next type of training you'll need to incorporate for hypertrophy is some form of total tonnage training. In other words, you need to deliver a certain amount of mechanical work for the muscles to grow. And for that, there's nothing finer, in my opinion, than Charles Staley's escalating density training. Where most trainees typically go wrong is in selecting which loading or loading pattern to use. A lot of them use Western periodization models, or some like spin on it. That usually sees them starting with a lighter weight, spiraling down to a much heavier weight, culminating with a new one rep max at the end of the program. That and weaving them together and becoming a permanent resident in Gainesville is difficult to say the least, because in Western periodization, you lose too many strength qualities as you work through a linear loading pattern like that. The most efficient solution I have created, and it's going out to the Blueprint Army next month in the Blueprint Bulletin. Frankly, it's wave loading. Because if you think about it, you get the best of both worlds. Properly done, you can couple together three waves that we do back to back to back. There's a basic wave, a double wave after that, and then there's an undulating 1-6 wave that I refer to. And at that point, at the conclusion of that wave, you're going to have a one rep max to work with. And you come out the chute in a volume oriented loading pattern that I came across. You peak with a new one rep max and a minimum of 15 pounds, of new lean body mass. And you know, that's not blowing smoke. Now, yeah, you need to apply that to the squat or the deadlift, but you get the best of both worlds.
The next question comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, in your opinion, was your turkesterone run worth it? And I guess he means the cost, right?
Yeah, you know, obviously this is a valid question. The stuff isn't cheap. I'm on the tail end of it right now. And for me, it was for sure worth it. And here's why. I did gain about 5 pounds of lean body mass after I did the caliper readings. And the guy doing it, he was no noob. He does them multiple times per week, etc. So it's not like he's rusty. Second, what was very noticeable was a huge boost in my stamina in the gym and also, you know, cardio. And it goes back to Turk's ability to build red blood cells, which carry oxygen to other parts of the body. So it makes perfect sense. My good friend Sanad Makis up there in Norway has sent me some blood work, documenting that, by the way. The stuff works to boost red blood. So yeah, Panos, you know, True Turk is definitely a superior product. In fact, it's sneaky good. Okay. It's not like a hormone that's going to hit you over the head and you're going to gain a pound a day or every other day. What you will feel is a tremendous increase in your VO2 max, your stamina. Muscle fullness certainly takes a, you got a shot in the arm there. And you don't see it as much on the scale as you do the calipers. And I know that's a tough thing for people. Because when you step on the scale and you haven't gained a lot of weight or only a few pounds, you think it was a, you know, a failure. The reality is the scale's not telling you how much is fat and how much is muscle. So once you put those diagnostic tools to work on it, it's clear as day to me. So if you got the coin, look into it.
All right, the next question, I'm trying to figure out if we can fit this in. I think we can. Comes from Jerry Kincaid. He says, a question for you on cardio. Why do you like HIIT or HIIT versus LISS, what's that, low intensity steady state so much?
Yeah, HIIT is high intensity interval training and then low intensity steady state. I think I'm assuming most folks know what those are. It's pretty simple, really. You know, for starters, you get a tremendous boost in work capacity with HIIT. If you really think about it, it's very similar to working quickly in between sets, right? Because the sprinting part mirrors what you're doing when you're, you know, during your work set, and the time in between is when you're resting in between sets, that mimics the slow or the coasting part of the high intensity interval training. You don't get either of that with LISS. HIIT just, it costs little time, it makes you fitter, helps you to reduce fat and boosts your production of both testosterone and growth hormone. And to the lifter, there's little more that you can do, right, in cardio that's going to give you results like that. LISS, on the other hand, you got just a fraction of those benefits. And, you know, fat loss, yeah, maybe, but it's going to take you a good 30 to 45 minutes before you start burning fat, especially if you're in a fed state. The reason being is that your body is burning the glucose, right? It has in the bloodstream and the liver, and that amount is usually substantial. And that doesn't include just the mind-numbing effect of being a rat on a wheel. And to me, that's absolute torture. So look into HIIT, start with as little as four minutes of that work, and then build up to 20. I like to sprint for 10 seconds or so. But you can extend that for up to 30 and then a minute easy. So it's just much more time efficient and the results are much better.
You know, but there is a place for steady state cardio. And this is a problem I have. It's not one or the other. You need both. Sabina Scala, who trains some of the best MMA fighters in the world, says that she insists on her athletes do 40 minutes of steady state cardio at least four times a week, because it does different things to the heart than high intensity training does. So,
yeah,
look, if you're bored on a treadmill, get outside. It's freaking summertime. If you walk in a neighborhood, 40 minutes goes by really fast, right?
And that's an excellent point. You cannot, because it's high intensity, you cannot always top yourself. So if you're feeling run down, go with LISS.
Yeah, take a walk in the neighborhood. You know, say hello to your neighbors. It doesn't have to be a marathon. You don't have to, I got to go 3.5 miles an hour. Just walk, because there's eccentric and concentric hypertrophy of the heart. You want both, not just one. And a slow, steady state cardio gets you concentric hypertrophy, more volume put through the heart. High intensity training, more pressure, less volume. So they're very, very different things, and you got to have both. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now, what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest-growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today. The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Rob, did you say you have a special for one of your products right now?
Yeah, a couple months ago, we did a 15% off sale on a Synthogen Twin Pack, and we are going to do the same for Superhuman Radio listeners on Tranquilogen. So if you're up for it, you can go to CoachRobRegish.com. You will see the little Tranquilogen icon on that page. I believe it's on the far right. Click the banner, and if you're game, you can enter the following discount code in the voucher section, SHR15 4TQ.
SHR-15, the number 4 TQ.
Yep.
So that's a pretty complicated one. SHR-154 TQ.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. I'm sure when they see SHR, they'll know what. They'll know what they're talking about.
Okay.
But it's a great opportunity to try a terrific product. You know, Synthogen StableMate, and they stack really well too if you got MPS on hand.
Rob Varlow says, you wrote in the Blueprint Bulletin some time back about Kratom. I took the plunge, and I'm here to tell you that it's the real deal. Nothing since Phenibut has worked for me, but this stuff sure did. My question is whether or not it's addictive. Does it have any liver or are any issues with it that I should know about?
Well, before I get going, you should know you cannot import Kratom, at least last I knew, into the following states. Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Louisiana, New Mexico, Nevada, Oregon, Tennessee, Utah, and Washington State.
Really?
Yes, which should also tell us it's pretty good stuff. So, having said that, for those unfamiliar, Kratom is a plant that's usually sourced out of Southeast Asia. Like Phenibut, it does impart a pretty profound relaxation effect, but it's sufficiently different than Phenibut, so it's, you know, you can really make the distinction. That's the good news. There are some complicating factors. I'll get into that later, but let's talk right now about the different strains. Among Kratom, there are a dozen strains or more that you're going to read about, and I've got to be honest, I've tried all of them. I didn't notice a huge difference among, you know, the stronger ones, the good ones. So to save you some money, stick with and look for the Green Malay strain and buy it in bulk. It's about two-thirds the cost of the lowest-priced Phenibut that you'll find out there. And speaking of which, my Blueprint Army guys have the best price on that Phenibut on the web. It's 33% cheaper than the next lowest vendor. But back to Kratom. While it is cheaper, you're still looking at around $100 when buying a kilo of the stuff. And only a Kratom noob is going to do well with the capsules. So do consider the bulk material. Its effect manifests in about an hour. It just does a nice job of numbing the body. And you feel it both in your limbs and in your head. You do feel it first, or at least I do, in the legs, and then it starts spreading. They just feel very heavy. Unlike Phenibut, there is no huge dopamine release. Instead, you get a weird kind of energy, even though you're mellowed out, and that's undoubtedly due to the yohimbe alkaloids that are present in the plant. And you heard me right. There are yohimbe alkaloids in this. But unlike straight yohimbe, and there are 28 different alkaloids in the yohimbe bark, they don't overstimulate you. They don't give me the shakes, the paranoia, or the sweats. Like yohimbe or yohimbe hydrochloride. It also has an analgesic effect, and I wasn't expecting that. I took the stuff one of the first times I tried it, my back was acting up again, and I noticed an immediate improvement. So since Green Malay lasts a good 6 to 8 hours, it's just another reason that it's my top pick. The only other issue is getting it down. this is the one bane of the bulk powder. It doesn't mix well. It separates easily. The best you can do is try to disguise it in yogurt or mix it in a scoop of strong chocolate whey. And either way, though, you're going to have to choke it down. It does have abuse potential. You can get addicted. But it usually goes back to how much and how often you use it. It is not an everyday thing. That's for sure. But no, there are no liver toxicity issues associated with it. In fact, it does contain many of the polyphenols that you find in green tea. So just don't let it become a habit, much like Phenibut is prone to do.
The next question comes from Sergio Hernandez. He says, I have a question. I'm hoping you can answer it. I'm part of the Blueprint Army Gold member, by the way, so thanks for the VIP treatment. Here's my dilemma. I train Brazilian what's BBJ? Is that Brazilian?
No, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, okay. And MMA 3 times a week. It's very intense, and I expend a lot of energy and sweat during my training. Sometimes I go twice a day. This is strictly combat training and not weight training. Hypertrophy is a priority. MMA training is very taxing on the body. I've even lost a couple pounds due to this. Parenthetically, not a good thing. Assuming I can weight train 2 to 3 days a week, can hypertrophy be achieved? Or am I asking too much of my body? I grow on volume more than on heavy weight. It takes me forever to work out because I basically need to do many sets of many different exercises for many different body parts. I have MPS on board. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, you know, this is a very, very difficult dilemma. But where there's a will, there's a way. And I find it for my, especially my gold members. Your question, can you grow doing what you're doing? Absolutely. Some modifications, though, are in order. And I think they're as follows. I like 1-6 training here. You may or may not be familiar with it. Charles Poliquin has written several excellent articles on it. Now, here's an example. Let's say you can incline 220 for 6 reps and single with 265. It looks like this. Set 1, you do your 265 for a single. You rest 2 minutes, and then you do 220 for 6 on the incline. You rest another 2 minutes, and you bump up the single to 270. You rest another 2 minutes, bump up the 6-rep set to 225, et cetera, et cetera.
But wait a minute. Now, you just said that all you can do is 265 for a single. How do you go for 270 and 275 for a single then?
It has a very curious positive effect on the central nervous system.
Really?
It tricks your body into, well, you know, this 1-6 training is otherwise known as post-set activation. It takes advantage of a little known mechanism, which you excite the central nervous system with a single and then use a lesser weight for reps. The practical effect is the ability to make small jumps the first time you try it. Now, there's a lot of research out there on this, and it's pretty much split 50-50, meaning 50% of the studies, the people do great and it works. 50%, the other 50%, it doesn't work for. But it's worth the experiment to see for yourself. You know, you're going to find plenty of studies, like I said, that say it works, some that say it doesn't. When I tried this, it worked. Now, it's not going to keep working like everything else, but I'll tell you, it is something else. It's an eye-opener for those that can get it to work for them.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. I can see it. I can see how it would work because you'd get yourself all revved up for that single, and then you'd feel comparatively that the 6-rep set was very easy.
Yeah, you know, and it's not unlike some of the things that powerlifters used to do back in the day, because when there was a guy that took me under his wing, and he would insist on doing very, very heavy, one heavy negative. Like, let's say on the bench, if my goal was to bench 300 pounds, he wanted me to do a negative with anywhere between 365 and 400, just one. And lo and behold, when you get under the bench to perform your single with 300, it goes up like a feather.
Yeah, it's a matter of perspective, isn't it?
It really is. So give that a shot. You know, yeah. You don't see that in gyms today. That's something else that I'm developing an entire new protocol for the Blueprint Army, post-set activation with singles, with negatives, with partial movements, such that the full range movements, the weight just feels like a feather.
Let's go into the next break. We'll be right back with the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned.
The government doesn't always have your health in its best interest. Luckily, we have Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both
both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
At the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown to talk about their book, Eating Dangerously, Why the Government Can't Keep Your Food Safe, and how you can. But right now, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Go ahead, Rob. It's an exciting one.
Yeah, the tip of the day is this. Science has revealed a surefire way to double your gains. All right? And double. Think about that. So I come on here every week, and I do my absolute best to give tips, tricks, and strategies so listeners can get more from the hard work they put, right, in the gym. You hear me talk about diets, supplements, drugs, you know, and everything in between, and guys devour it. But nothing I am aware of works like this, but very few avail themselves to it. Doubling your gains is absolutely possible when you hire a trainer. Over at Supversity last week, Adele Musa posted two interesting studies. One was about ECDI, and believe me, I got hammered with that, but not one person asked me about this other one. So with a tip of the hat to Adele, let's talk about why hiring a trainer is probably the smartest thing that you can do. This is going to be bad news for do-it-yourselfers. A study from UCLA tells the tale. They took 40 members of this Equinox Fitness Club between ages 30 and 44, and they had them, they assigned them to two different groups. One was using a nonlinear periodized training program, or the other one was self-directed training. In other words, you know, come up with it yourself. The total training volume and frequency, three training sessions per week, was identical for both groups. The templates for the supervised training regimen were developed by a team of trainers, and that's, again, in stark contrast to the self-directed group, who were otherwise totally free to train, you know, however they thought would fit the bill. The goal, of course, was to lose fat and build muscle. Right, there we are again. Everybody wants it all. If you take a look at the corresponding graphs and the results, it is plain to see, plain as day, that self-directed training isn't effective. We're going to look at two things, fat loss and muscle gain. First, fat loss. The self-directed group made some progress, but the team that was working with the trainers lost twice as much body fat. Now think about that for a minute and let it really sink in. What about gaining muscle? Many in the self-directed group lost lean body mass. In fact, one of these poor souls lost over 8 pounds of muscle in 12 weeks trying to figure it out himself. And at the end of the article, Adele had some incredibly insightful comments about this and what was going on. So let me try to summarize them here. The direct influence or presence of a trainer wasn't like the likely reason for their success. Most people make it to the gym just fine. They can get motivated, at least people in the superhuman, you know, radio audience. Instead, things like exercise selection, periodization, and strategically timed rest days were the linchpins of success. So here's the bottom line. This really wasn't news to me. I'm sure it's not news to most folks that are listening. I come on here every week and give it to people straight. Hard, smart work is where it's at, insofar as making your hard work pay off. But it's really difficult to convince people to drop the coin on a trainer or information to double their gains. Yet, you know, if I rolled out product X pills tomorrow that did that, most would happily get on an auto ship program. You need to answer this question right now. Not 10 minutes from now, not tomorrow, right now. Do you want to double your gains in the gym? Because if the answer to that question is yes, then you need to seek out people such as either myself, Brooks Kubik, Wade Johnson, and the list goes on and on and on. Giving up a doubling of your gains in the gym is nothing to sneeze at. So I'm going to leave it up to the listener, because I know this audience. They know the truth when they hear it. I just hope you're listening. If you're listening, you'll take action to make it a reality.
Wouldn't you consider taking advantage of the Blueprint Army's offerings, working with a trainer?
I don't quite follow.
Well, in other words, isn't subscribing to the Blueprint Bulletin and being part of the Blueprint Army and retaining your services, is that similar to working with a trainer? Or are you talking about strictly hands-on trainer?
No. You know, the answer to your first question is yes. I mean, that's, for all intents and purposes, I'm an on-call personal trainer. And believe me, I get the phone calls, the texts, the emails all day long. And I'm happy to help my guys with that. Really what it boils down to here is the advanced trainee who is past the newbie stage needs a library of different advanced methods that have a high percentage of success in the general population that they can couple together to build on top of each other. So trying to do that yourself is really, really difficult.
Rob, was that one of your clients demanding a workout routine?
It was somebody in the United States, probably. But like I said, I'm happy to do it. The upshot of it is this, and I know because I made this mistake. You can waste a ton of money and time, time you will never get back, going down these forked roads, many of which lead to nowhere. And if you're 25 now and you spend the next 10 years of your life doing that, you're going to look back at age 35 and say, you know, I squandered the best years of my life, at least hormonally speaking. to build muscle and strip body fat. Because the fact of the matter is,
hey Rob, your microphone is crackling every time you talk. Are you walking or something or?
No. How's that? Is that any better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, sorry. You know, the fact of the matter is, everyone can benefit from working with a trainer. And that goes for me, by the way. You know, if you don't think I pick the phone up and call Wade Johnson or Eric Fiorillo or somebody else that I truly respect to say, hey, you know, here's what I'm doing in the gym. Here's my goal. I haven't quite gotten there. Can you give me your take on what's going on? You know, I do that, and I do that for a reason. Nobody knows it all. Yeah, I know a lot of stuff, you know, and I can research things to death. But at a certain point, you need to look in the mirror and say, two heads are better than one. So enlisting the services of a trainer, a mentor, and the information that will take you to the next level is absolutely essential if you value the results from the time that you put into the gym. And I've seen these guys, Carl. They live it. They breathe it. When they're not doing it, they talk about it.
You know what? If for nothing else, when you have a personal trainer or a trainer that you're working with, a distance trainer that's making you send photos, you're much more accountable. You can't skip because you know, oh, I got to send photos Tuesday morning, or I got to report this Tuesday morning, or I got to do my body fat Wednesday afternoon. And that accountability keeps you on track, if not for yourself, for your personal trainer.
Absolutely. You know, I tell guys all the time that I do a lot of phone consultations, and they may or may not have blueprint, but I talk to them for an hour, and I ask them about their goal, what their age is, biological age, training age, and I give them my recommendations. And one of the things that I tell them is if it's a six-week program, I ask them to call me back in 2 weeks and every 2 weeks thereafter with their results. And the feedback that I've gotten on that is really tremendous, because what they will say is, you know, if you just said, go do this for 6 weeks and then call back, he said, you would have never heard back from me. Keeping yourself accountable to others is a powerful strategy and motivator. So, you know, avail yourselves to it. Doesn't mean you need to spend tons and tons of money. Maybe it's just taking 1 month off from buying, you know, $300 worth of supplements this month, and instead using just 100 of that to enlist the services of a trainer. You're seeing right here, I've been hammering on this for 2 years, ever since I came on SHR. Well, science has just shown, you know, what I've been saying is true, and Adele knows it's true too.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
If you don't make an investment in what you know, you can't learn anything new. Rob,
amen.
Great information. Thanks as always. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown about their book, Eating Dangerously. Really an eye-opening book. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Disputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes
healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
With the Superhuman Radio Network news update for this Tuesday, I'm Elliot Turton. Diabetes in the U.S. is growing. 29 million people, or 9.3% of the U.S. population, have diabetes, according to the 2014 National Diabetes Statistic Reports released by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Among these, 4.5 million are between the ages of 20 and 44, 13.5 million between 45 and 64, and 11 million over the age of 65. Additionally, diabetes is most prevalent in American Indians and Alaskan Natives, followed closely by Hispanics and African Americans. Asian Americans and Caucasians have the lowest rates of diagnosed diabetes. Another 33% of Americans, 86 million people, sit on the fence with prediabetes, half of which are over 65 years of age. Unfortunately, about 208,000 adolescents also have diagnosed diabetes, with estimates for undiagnosed diabetes not available. In contrast to adults, Caucasian children show the highest rates of new diabetes cases. The direct medical cost of diabetes is estimated to be $176 billion annually, and indirect costs such as disability, work loss, and premature death were estimated to be $69 billion annually. Average medical expense among people with diagnosed diabetes were 2.3 times higher than people without diabetes. Childhood malnutrition linked to higher blood pressure in adults. Severe malnutrition in childhood may increase the risk of high blood pressure in adulthood, a possible significant impact on global health. According to the new research in the American Heart Association journal, hypertension, inadequate nutrition before birth up to age 5 may harm the heart's development. Researchers compared 116 adults who endured malnutrition growing up in Jamaica to 45 men and women who were adequately fed as children. The participants, most in their 20s and 30s, were measured for height, weight, blood pressure levels, and heart function. More news stories coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
With the rest of the Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Engineered red blood cells could carry precious therapeutic cargo. Whitehead Institute scientists have genetically and enzymatically modified red blood cells to carry a range of valuable payloads, from drugs to vaccines to imagining agents, for delivery to specific sites throughout the body. Red blood cells are an attractive vehicle for potential therapeutic applications for a variety of reasons, including their abundance as the most numerous cells in the body and their long lifespan, up to 120 days in circulation. Perhaps most importantly, during the red blood cell production, the nuclei and all the DNA therein is ejected from the cell, thus reducing or even eliminating the chance for tumor formation or other adverse effects. The work, published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, has already captured the attention of the U.S. military and its Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which is supporting the research at Whitehead in the interest of developing treatments or vaccines effective against biological weapons. Additionally, applications are potentially vast and may include red blood cells modified to bind and remove bad cholesterol from the bloodstream, carry clot-busting proteins to treat strokes or deep vein thrombosis, or deliver anti-inflammatory antibodies to alleviate chronic inflammation. Early trial shows new hydrogel promising for weight loss.
Overweight and obese patients who took 2 doses a day of a novel biocompatible hydrogel that is not systematically absorbed were able to significantly decrease their body weight. According to a new proof-of-concept study, the product, Gelesis 100, contains thousands of tiny hydrogel particles administered in capsules that dissolve and expand in the stomach and mix with ingested foods, creating a larger volume and inducing satiety, but are then later eliminated. The capsules are taken prior to a meal, and after swallowing them, the patients drink water, which the particles inside the capsule then absorb, leading to the expansion in volume. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1930. 37, or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, you can't turn on the news, go on the internet, read a newspaper without reading about some food recall. Some of these incidences of tainted food are quite dangerous and taking lives here in the United States. My next guests have actually written a book about this, and it deserves a book being dedicated to it. It's called Eating Dangerously. It's Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us on.
Did you write this book out of frustration?
We wrote this book because we were both, at the time, reporters at the Denver Post in Colorado, and we started covering the cantaloupe outbreak of 2011, which became the worst foodborne illness outbreak in modern American history, with officially 33 people dead from eating cantaloupe tainted with listeria. And the more questions we asked about how something like that could happen and what measures were in place in this country to protect food, the more frustrated we became and decided it needed a book.
It's always shocking to me that the Food and Drug Administration and the USDA, they're always looking to extend their reach in oversight into other areas, but they just can't seem to do their primary job very well. In the book, you talk about inspections. And we heard this first when the American Peanut Factory poisoned a bunch of people, and it came to light that they hadn't seen an inspector in decades, and they were allowed to fill out their own paperwork, inspection paperwork in-house, kind of like asking the fox if the hens are safe in the hen house. So is this widespread, the lack of inspection of the foods facilities, the processing facilities that supply the nation's food? Whoever wants
Absolutely.
To jump in. Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest problems that we uncovered. This all started with the people starting to die from listeria in the summer of 2011. And then quickly the Colorado state officials narrowed it down, partly working with the FDA and the CDC. And they do a very good job tracing things back to their source once people start getting sick.
Right.
But as journalists, we don't think that things usually happen purely at random. It's not, most things are not just a pure accident. There's some reasons, often systemic reasons, why things got to the bad point that they did. And so as Jen and I started looking into this and figuring out how the food safety system works in America, or in fact doesn't work, we realized that there are very few places that actually do get inspected on a regular basis. And we're talking about major food operations that ship all over the country. And one of them in this case, was Jensen Farms, which was shipping cantaloupe from southeastern Colorado, delicious cantaloupe that's got, state has a reputation for creating great cantaloupes in the hot sun. They were shipping them to dozens of states, and we, you know, started thinking about, okay, well, when might they have been inspected by someone that's related to a government entity? Maybe a year ago? Okay, maybe 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. And then as we started looking into it more, we realized Jensen Farms had never been inspected by anyone related to the government. And that's not the way the system does not rely on that kind of government inspections, because there's just not enough people. And even when they pass a law that gives them more power, there's not enough money to enforce that law that would let them go and do inspections. So it relies on a whole other type of system that we describe in the book.
Now, but let's be clear about something. The agencies providing oversight right now don't need more laws. They don't need additional laws to do their job. They have everything in place right this second to do their job, except they're just not doing it. And am I being too critical, or is that what I just said accurate?
I think it's accurate. Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead, Jennifer. No, go, Jennifer. Go.
I was just going to say that, yes, it's true that there are many laws in place, but there just aren't enough resources or enough money to put toward hiring the people to do the jobs. The Food Safety Modernization Act has great stuff in it about, you know, there should be rules for growing cantaloupe, but they haven't really written them even yet. It's just sitting there as this act that, you know, like so many other things, doesn't really get acted upon because there's no money. And going back to what Mike was saying before about the system that we have now to inspect these places and the absence of actual, you know, government employees who were governed by the FDA, we have this system, they're called third-party auditors, and they're just like the fox guarding the hen house, as you were saying. It's basically the farm, and this happened with the peanut story that you're talking about, the Peanut Corporation of America that killed 9 people. It happened with Wright County Eggs, which had to recall billions of eggs around the nation and hundreds of thousands of people getting sick from salmonella. And it happened with the cantaloupe outbreak that originated in Colorado. They each hired their own auditor to come out to the farm. This is a contract person. They call them third-party auditors. They come out to their operation. They inspect it. They give the place a grade, and the farm or the factory pays the person for the grade. And in each of those 3 examples that I cited, they were given a top score, a superior rating. And this was happening virtually as the contaminated food was being shipped out the door.
Okay, so again, Jennifer, the third-party auditor, were they penalized? Were they held accountable? Did anyone go to jail for dereliction of their duties?
In Colorado, the system that used the third-party auditor was sued, but there were no criminal charges toward that person. Criminal charges we're finding when we researched and reported this book are so very rare, and that seems to be changing a little bit because of more public outcry over this issue, I think. But in the case of the cantaloupe outbreak, the 2 farmers, the 2 brothers that run this fourth generation farm out in this tiny rural Colorado town, were charged with a misdemeanor of selling bad food into the food supply. It's basically what the federal charge is. They both ended up with a sentence of probation and $150,000 each in restitution. However, that doesn't begin to cover, you know, the cost. The farm also went bankrupt because of lawsuits.
And I see a clear line in the way these departments of oversight handle. I see incidences of the USDA and the FDA acting in very, very heavy-handed ways with situations that do not present this kind of danger to the country. But then I see them acting like, hey, it's no big deal. You know, here's a $150,000 fine and keep doing what you're doing. And it just baffles me. It really baffles me.
Well, here's the funny thing about whether we have any power over the auditing system. The 2011 Food Safety Modernization Act was really a landmark as the first change in decades in how the FDA can police food in America. Believe it or not, before then, the FDA did not have power of mandatory recall. If a company was refusing to recall food on their own, and the FDA was the oversight agency, the FDA couldn't make them do it. They couldn't just jump over their head. But then 2011 finally gave them that power. The 2011 Act also gave the FDA in overseas imports of food to look at third-party auditors and create some standards and enforce those standards and actually certify people who are doing third-party audits in other countries. But it did not give them power to do that in the United States. And one of the reasons behind that, we have to be honest about what's going on politically, is the auditing services, the major part of the economy, and the food companies did not want the FDA to have that oversight power in the U.S., and so they fought it as much as possible.
That makes perfect sense. You know, again, these agencies, their clients are the food manufacturers, and that's who they are trying to accommodate in most cases. In the book, you talk about the most dangerous foods may surprise you. Why is that, and what are those foods?
Well, the most dangerous foods on the list are basically food, and we're talking foodborne illness,
right.
You know. Mostly are foods grown next to animals or are animals or grown in dirt and eaten raw. So the foods on that list, I mean, you might consider to be healthy foods such as cantaloupe or tomatoes or sprouts. Sprouts is one thing I don't think Mike and I have eaten since we started reporting on this book because they're just so full of bacteria. But people love to eat sprouts on their sandwiches and their salads. Another thing on that list is leafy greens, especially raw spinach. And if you think about it, you know, 10 years ago or certainly 20 years ago, people didn't eat raw spinach very often. I mean, when you ordered a salad, you got romaine or iceberg lettuce. And now, because of its health benefits, spinach is on every salad bar. But for the longest time, people were used to eating spinach cooked. Now we eat it raw, and that's an example of where, you know, safety doesn't always keep up with the, you know, winds of how people eat. So spinach, in terms of the number of people getting sick, is right up there, like at about number one, usually on the CDC list if you analyze the outbreaks throughout a year.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. You can get the book at our website at superhumanradio.com or where finer books are sold, like Barnes & Noble and so on. The book is called Eating Dangerously, Why the Government Can't Keep Your Food Safe and how You Can. We're going to be talking more with Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown right after the break. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering. And said, if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing, and it will be cheaper for them to grow, and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive. The pesticides are expensive. And you use more and more and more. And now, to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Eating dangerously. Are you eating dangerously? You may be. I mean, just think about it. So many of us like raw spinach in our salad, and it could be one of the worst offenders. What about the what does the organic produce industry contribute to this? Do they make anything better, or is it pretty much the same thing?
Studies that we read, Carl, when we were researching this, really don't show any difference between organic and not organic in terms of the number of pathogens that may be on the food. So you might eat organic for many other reasons that make it healthier for you, but don't assume that because it's organic that it is free of salmonella or E. coli or any of those things. And the same goes for meat in that regard. People, you know, lately have done a lot of purchasing of local meat, you know, sharing a cow with your neighbor, that sort of thing. And it's great to know that you're, when you're eating that hamburger, that it's only from one cow and not cows from all over the country and the world all ground up together. However, wherever that cow was slaughtered and ground is exposed to any of the other bacteria that might be in that facility, so it could have E. coli. But of course, as I said, there are other reasons that you would choose organic or choose local.
You know, we did a show about this. You know, the offending E. coli that causes all the illness is only produced in the digestive tract of cows that are forced to eat corn and grain and soy. Cows that eat grass do not produce, and I can't think of the nomenclature right now for that E. coli form that I'm thinking of, but it's not in the guts of ruminant animals that feed strictly on grass and silage and stuff like that.
Yeah, I recall reading that study as well. I think it's mentioned briefly in the book, but I think it also has to do with the human digestive tract, right, and what you're used to eating and what you have in your
yes.
gut to protect yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So now,
with
now,
E. coli, we've documented in E. coli that the government has made some strong efforts because of such high-profile cases, whether it was the Jack in the Box hamburgers or the 2006 E. coli in spinach. There were some major public scandals that forced the system to change. And so now most, the most virulent strains of E. coli and the most common ones are now labeled as a pathogen and a contamination so that if meat is sold with that, it has to be recalled and has to be taken out of the market. But that's made hamburger safer, it's made some other ground meat safer, but it has not changed that there are some other pathogens out there, such as salmonella in chicken. Most consumer groups that study chicken find, and test packages that are available in any grocery store, find that anywhere from a quarter to a half of those are contaminated with salmonella, and it's legal. The stuff can be floating in that water that you get in your chicken is contaminated with salmonella or campylobacter, a couple other pathogens. And so far, the government has not decided that it's the same level as E. coli, and they haven't declared it a contaminant that is unsafe for consumers. They basically tell consumers, it's your job to cook it out. Make sure you use a meat thermometer, get that chicken cooked all the way into the middle, and that's your problem.
What is particularly worrisome lately in the last few months, there was that huge outbreak with Foster Farms chicken, and one of these four most dangerous types of salmonella that some people are requesting be banned from sale, which have not been, and hundreds of people all over the country are getting sick from this salmonella, and they're not eating the chicken raw. It's not that they're not cooking the chicken.
Right.
So their stance saying, well, it's your job to cook it to 165 degrees and the salmonella won't hurt you. Well, that didn't really work if hundreds and hundreds of people are ill with this. And maybe some of them didn't cook it right. Maybe they didn't cook it to 165. Maybe they splashed it.
Or you know what's common? They use the plate that they had the raw chicken on. They put the cooked chicken back on
it.
You know, so you can cross contaminate. Right. You're right. But here's a question about produce for a second. Is washing produce effective at ridding it of things like Listeria, or are we also in the dark about that?
Well, it can help. I mean, definitely you should wash it. It depends what you're washing. In my opinion, I guess, that I've built after talking to several of these experts who do this kind of stuff in university test kitchens. But, I mean, what they're saying about cantaloupe, for example, with its kind of popped outside that bacteria can hang out and hide in there, I mean, they're suggesting if you can, scrub the thing with soap and water for a few minutes, and you'll get a lot of that bacteria off of there. And then, of course, when you slice through with your knife, you're not dragging the bacteria from the outside all the way through the cantaloupe where it continues to grow as it sits inside your refrigerator because Listeria likes to be cold. However, if you're talking about a strawberry, I like to use it as an example, you can't really wash a strawberry enough, you know, to get what's on there without destroying it and turning it into mush. So it's not very helpful to say, but sometimes you're out of luck. You know, if it's on there, there's not a heck of a lot you can do about it. But I definitely wash all produce before eating it, especially if you're going to eat it raw. And when you're organizing your refrigerator, it's best to put your meat products and other things that are going to be cooked on the bottom layers of the refrigerator and keep your produce, you know, if you keep apples in there or pears or what have you, grapes, they stay above so that nothing drips on them.
When did this really become an issue? Was this a problem 50, 75, 100 years ago when food manufacturing and mass food manufacturing became popular?
Well, I think it's been a problem since people have been eating food. I think that what we didn't realize, I think it's taken the level of modern science to explain to people why they're getting sick, and then what can be done about it. So we talk about in the book that basically one in six Americans will get sick from something born in their food in the last year or in the next year, whether that's from norovirus, whether it's from E. coli, salmonella, some of the more popular ones and common ones, or some other pathogen. But one in six, so that's 50 million people basically in America. That's, you know, been that number for probably a long time, back before there was common reporting and common standards. People might have been getting sick from spoiled food before there was common refrigeration. Simply growing up on a farm doesn't protect you from the pathogens. They can still be brought indoors. So we didn't know what they were. But now that we know what they are and we know how they're transported and how they're communicated, then it's the job of the system, the modern medical and public health system, to try to figure out what can be done about it and start restricting it. And people do know what to do about it, and there are a lot of things that can be done. Then the next question is, okay, what are you going to do to actually carry that out? So we had the 2011 Food Safety Modernization Act. Then, since then, the FDA has been asking Congress for about $200 million a year to enforce the Food Safety Modernization Act. They think that's what it will take to get enough boots on the ground to go inspect farms and make sure that they're doing the paperwork and make sure they're doing safe practices. And their budget request by the Obama administration this year is $25 million instead of $200 million, and they'll be lucky if they get that.
You know, but okay.
On one hand, the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the FDA, has a larger budget than the Pentagon today. They have more money than they get more money every tax dollars every year than our, all of our military combined. Why don't they peel some money off and give it to the FDA? Why does the FDA have to go to the government and ask for more money? Why can't they shuffle money around at the, you know, and say, here, Margaret Hamburg, here's more money to do your job?
Well, here's an even better idea. Well, the FDA has been proposing that the new budget increases come from fees on the food producers, that there be a user fee.
But you see, what the problem with that is, and all of a sudden my antenna goes up, because that is what has caused them the revolving door of corruption within the pharmaceutical industry and the FDA to occur. Because every time a new drug is applied for, $1 million is passed to the FDA. So they love the pharmaceutical industry. In fact, they love them so much that they turn a blind eye to things that have hurt a lot of people over the years. And we know this now. So
yeah, I could see that argument. But in other industries, it does work. You use truckers' fees to regulate trucking, and you use hunters' fees to regulate hunting and fishing.
As long as the fees are laundered through some government agency and they're not coming directly from the companies themselves to the FDA, I would be cool with that. I'm being told we have to take a break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. This is a really important discussion, folks. Most of us have some sort of anxiety feeling when we go shopping for food today, and this is part of the reason. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Only one testosterone
testosterone booster, Mahler's aggressive strength raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the aggressive strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Uh-oh. You know what this is. We gonna give y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor. Party
people! Welcome back. We're talking with Jennifer Brown and Michael Booth. We're talking about their book, Eating Dangerously, Why the Government Can't Keep Your Food Safe and How You Can. So let's just talk a little bit about how you can just for a second. What about radiation? Is it, you know, a lot of people out there are afraid of it. They're those who are within the, let's say, food monitoring side of things. They claim that radiation may actually cause some sort of changes to food that we can't see, but may be harmful to us. Is that the solution? Just irradiate everything?
A lot of the food safety experts that we talk to, including many of the plaintiffs, lawyers, who are trying to get compensation for their victims and then also have an interest, personal interest, in trying to make the whole system safer and really make recommendations on it. And then the experts that they talk to and university scientists think that irradiation is the best way to go for certain types of foods, and that they try to emphasize that it's not like putting nuclear irradiation inside your food and leaving it there. The best analogy is probably to a microwave. Many of us have gotten comfortable over the decades using our microwaves and not worrying about it. It can take pathogens off the surfaces of ground beef, steak, chicken, a lot of produce as well, even though people think it's not for that. It's just the public has not accepted it yet, and the consumers are still worried about it, and so it's not in many places. You could find some meat packages that do have that Redura symbol on it that shows you that it's been irradiated to clean out pathogens. And there are companies like Omaha Steaks that, with all of its ground beef products, before they ship them out, they use that process because they find that their consumers really want it. They find it a huge comfort and safety factor to know that when they get that good quality meat in the mail, or delivered to their door, it's been treated that way. I don't think that there's going to be huge momentum toward that in the next couple of years until consumers get even more comfortable with it. It would take some aggressive actions by some food companies to say, we're going to be leaders on this, and we're going to get it out there and educate the public on how it works and see if we can employ university scientists and other people to try to make them more comfortable with it. So that's one thing that we talk about in the book. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
I was just going to add, too, that unfortunately, I mean, like so many things, the way it seems to work in food safety is that after a company has had a big, embarrassing, damaging outbreak, that's when some of the best changes seem to happen.
Right.
And one of those, I think, is that Cargill meat company that had a huge salmonella outbreak in its ground turkey a few years back. And what they ended up with was pouring, you know, it was a couple billion more dollars into their food safety program on the front end. And now what they do with their ground turkey is they use this, it's like a high pressure cylinder, and the ground turkey goes inside there. It's not heated. It's just extremely high pressure, and it actually like blows up the salmonella.
Really?
To kill it. Yeah, and it's kind of one of these new things that I don't know of anybody else that's doing yet, but something that came out of this very damaging to their business outbreak. And there are other examples, too. We kind of gave spinach a bad name, but with the 2006 spinach outbreaks that cleared the shelves basically all across the country, after that, the California spinach growers came together and came up with a new system, you know, like a triple check kind of system to make sure that when they were sending out these bags of raw spinach, they had been checked multiple times, you know, for any E. coli on the leaves, and has resulted in a lot more safety. But unfortunately, what you see a lot of the time is smaller scale outbreaks that remain in secret, and there are lawsuits filed, but confidentiality agreements are written into those, and so the public doesn't find out what happened, and what the company has to pay to the victims is nothing that's going to break the bank, and they continue on business as usual instead of putting any money on the front end into food safety. I can think of one in particular that's pretty disturbing about a steakhouse chain that sickened younger people, particularly one girl who was out for her birthday dinner with her parents, it was a dinner to celebrate good grades. She was 14 years old and ended up losing both of her kidneys in a steak that was tenderized so that the E. coli from the outside of the steak is pushed through the steak to make it, you know, better quality of meat, or to infuse it with flavor with all of these needles pushing into the steak.
Right.
Anyway, you know, that young girl and several others were sickened badly with E. coli, and that was, the company was sued, the steakhouse paid the families for their medical bills, but that's all we'll ever know about it because it was a confidential agreement between the parties.
I'm a proponent of buying local. We talk about supporting your family farm, and I have two farmers that I buy from. One that I buy chicken and beef from, and even dairy, raw dairy, and another one that I buy my produce from. Am I naive to think that this is a better alternative? Because I seem to believe that it's these high-throughput processing plants, it's these high-production produce manufacturers, where they get sloppy, and that's where all the problems start.
Well, I think it's a little naive to assume that just because they're local or small that everything is perfectly safe. And as a general statement, I think that it's great for people to find someone they do trust locally, and they know their methods, and they had that personal voucher. But there were people in Colorado who were big fans of this local type of cantaloupe, and it's like waiting for strawberry season or waiting for any other kind of food that you're looking all year for, and it comes out in late July and early August, and it's this great cantaloupe, and it was from a local farm. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not a guarantee.
Yeah.
I've also written stories, Carl. I know raw dairy can be a contentious topic to open up, but I have written a couple of stories over the years in my time as a journalist about, children sickened or even killed by raw milk. So
yeah,
I don't drink it, but I do get
those of us who like raw milk, we're kind of zealots about it, right? So I'm not going to be an idiot about that. But the reality is that I've been drinking raw unpasteurized milk for well over 15 years. I drink raw unpasteurized colostrum when it's available. I raised my children drinking it. They clearly were not sick nearly as much as the rest of the kids in their classes. Albeit, can I prove that's the milk? No, absolutely not. And you're right. I'm sure that just like everything else, pasteurized milk hurts people too. We know that. So I'm not downplaying what you're saying. I think that in this day and age, it's really important to have your eyes open. Whatever you're putting in your mouth, you just can't assume any of it is safe anymore. And I've thrown away gallons of raw milk just because I didn't like the way they smelled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not talking about the spring milk always smells like scallions because they eat the damn onions, the cows, you know? So I'm not talking about that smell, but I've opened up a gallon of milk once and I smelled it. I thought, you know, I just don't like the way this smells. And I poured it down the drain. So,
mm-hmm.
I think you're right about having your eyes open. And I think one tip that we talk about in the book is, you know, if you're going to order raw milk or get your eggs from the local farmer, maybe check it out there. Just see what it looks like. Of course, you can't see E. coli and salmonella, but you can see whether there's, you know, flies and lots of manure.
Completely agree.
The goats are allowed to walk around and get, you know, manure on their bodies, or, you know, you can do a little bit of investigation if you want.
Hey, Michael, can you hold that thought? We're going to come back from this our last break here, and we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit Anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You know, you may not think that you've fallen prey to a foodborne bacteria, but sometimes they're quite innocuous. Could just be upset stomach, loose bowel movement, just a sense of malaise that starts in your stomach. You think nothing of it, but it could be something that you ate. It most likely is. In fact, when I was a young man, and Michael, we'll get to your point in a second. When I was a young man, there used to be something called the 24-hour bug. We know now that the 24-hour bug was not a bug and a virus or something like that. But in fact, in most cases, if not almost all cases, something you ate causing the problem. And a good rule of thumb is 6 hours after you eat something, it'll start to produce symptoms. So just track back that meal over the next 6 hours in one of those foods that you ate. Michael, go ahead. I want you to finish your thought from the last segment, please.
Sure. Well, you were talking about how important it is to think about your food sources and get to a point that's comfortable for you, and we heartily endorse that, and we really try in the second half of the book to not just leave people in despair about all the people who will be getting the foodborne illness, but also give them some strategies about how to protect themselves, how to protect their own family, without having to think 24/7 about food and about where the source came from. So I also think it's true that as technology improves and crowdsourcing comes into so many play in so many different industries, that it's inevitable that people will figure out ways to take the place of the FDA and take the place of the CDC when they can't be everywhere and come up with tools for tracking food and tracking foodborne illness. So just today, there's a great website called foodsafetynews.com that's employs, half dozen really good journalists and editors to talk about food safety issues all the time, and they break news all the time. So Dan Flynn, their editor, come up with a column today about a place called diningrade.com.
Hmm.
And we can give that address again later if you want, where people are going to basically crowdsource food safety. They will be able to fill out a form that says, I got sick at a certain restaurant. Here's what I ate. Here's what happened. Here are my symptoms. And staff will review the report, and then the staff will send it to both local regulators and federal regulators who should look into that restaurant and what happened. But also, once they vetted it, post it online so that people can crowdsource what's going on with illness for themselves. So it becomes like a Yelp or a TripAdvisor for people who are specifically interested in this topic.
That's a great idea. And because, I am a firm believer that we cannot turn to government for these types of problems. Not because they can't do it, but quite often they're mired in processes that cause their reaction times to be so slow. And while we're waiting for them, there are things we can do, like this, like sharing information, like this show today, like your book, so that people can be apprised of some of the problems out there and how to navigate them. There's a lot of things in this book that I was unaware of. I got to be honest with you. I consider myself pretty in touch with the food that I eat. I see the chickens before they're killed. I picked my turkey and went back and picked them up 3 days later. I know that I'm unique in this population because people don't have the time to do that. And some people say that I'm an elitist because I do that, but it's important to me. But I feel like, wow, maybe I need to take a step back and rethink this. And maybe I need to add just a little bit of caution to what I do, not be so cavalier like, oh, I've got it all answered because I have a local family farm I do business with. So it's a great book, and I think this is important discussion for us to have. The book is available at... Oh, good, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say that there's some very simple things that people who don't think as much about food as you do or that we do can do. That we assume that everybody knows these things, but they don't. Our parents' generation, other people who just don't think about it, don't realize that you got to do things in a certain order in your kitchen, make sure that you switch utensils and switch clean after you've done meat, try to do produce before you do meat, make sure that you're not cutting things and sorting things and cooking things that are raw in the same area. Just don't cross-contaminate your own kitchen is one basic rule that a lot of people just aren't following.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's things that, I just experienced this yesterday. I put some beautiful chicken breasts that we just got, literally. These chickens were processed last week on the grill yesterday. And then I took the dish that I had them in while they were raw, took them into the house, put it in the dishwasher, got a clean dish. A lot of people just leave that next to the grill and just throw the chicken back on there and bring it in. There's cross-contamination at its best right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think about these things.
Another thing to add to, just for a couple quick tips, those grocery bags that people reuse at the grocery store, occasionally throw those in on the sanitized cycle in the washing machine. And also in the dishwasher, you can put in your, if you have a potato scrubber or whatever you're using to wash apples or things like that before you eat them, put that in the dishwasher every few days on the sanitized cycle as well. And when you're at the grocery store, you can use those plastic bags to kind of put inside out on your hand, and then you grab the chicken and pull it through so that you actually didn't touch the chicken, because odds are there's salmonella on the outside of the package as well, and then you didn't touch that and then go pick out your apples or set it in your cart next to your apple.
Right. First it was pesticides, now it's pathogens. And the never, I mean, really, I think that most people today who give it any thought are angst-ridden when they go to the grocery store. This is not healthy for me. This could be dangerous. This may have pesticides. This has been linked to this disease. It's like we're afraid to eat today, I think. Did you see that funny piece that was done by The Onion recently? FDA recalls all food produced before 2002. But I mean, it's funny, but I mean, it's really getting to that now, you know? It's like all food produced before 2002, you should not eat it, you know, and we'll get back to you when you can start eating again. That was the basis.
Well, I sit in the newsroom all day at the Denver Post, and I get, you know, seriously several emails a week from the state health department recalling something, you know, and I had a phone message on my answering machine at home this week from the grocery store telling me, you know, some granola bars we bought were recalled. I mean, it is. It's almost ridiculous, like nonstop.
Everything is being recalled. And it's just, you know, and here on another note, so we bought a beautiful cantaloupe the other day, and obviously I didn't scrub it, but I washed it thoroughly. But still, as we know, that may not, because, you know, the skin of the cantaloupe is kind of like the Thomas's English muffin of fruit. It's got all those great nooks and crannies. And so after I cut it open and took the seeds out that I normally throw away, I thought, I'm going to keep these seeds. And I cleaned all the pulp out of them and wrapped them up in a brown paper bag and put them in the garage. I thought, I'm going to plant those next year. I'm going to just grow my own cantaloupe, because that way I don't have to worry about listeria, maybe, because I don't have any cows back there. And, you know, that I think there's a renaissance coming. I think people are going to have to take responsibility for producing some of their own food at some point in time.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're also trying to get people to take some responsibility for some of the public policy issues that they can have an influence on, just with their own opinion and by talking to people that do have policy power. Things like getting antibiotics out of animal feed.
Bingo.
So that it doesn't create these super bugs, these super resistant bugs. I mean, hospitals are literally warning the media about overuse of antibiotics because they're seeing cases where they can't treat them with anything because it's developed so much resistance to antibiotics that are out there that they've got nothing left in their arsenal to fight serious, serious diseases that people can die from.
Very sad.
And one way to do that is to make sure that it's out of animal feed. And the FDA, again, has been told for more than 30 years by various judges that it's time to write the rules on that and get it out. And when they finally come out with a policy, it's largely voluntary. And so people just need to lean harder on the people who have that control.
Yeah, I agree. This is a great book. The book is called Eating Dangerously, Why the Government Can't Keep Your Food Safe and How You Can. Michael Booth and Jennifer Brown, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for talking. That was great.
Take care. And also, we want to thank Rob Regish during the first hour for his contribution to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And, of course, Steve Lapidus for coming on from Age Force, a major sponsor of Supium Radio. They have their new weight loss fat burner patch, includes Houdia. I couldn't think of it. It's got so many things in it now, which is a well-known appetite suppressant, very effective when delivered continuously, as it will be through the patch. You can get a buy one, get one free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad and check it out. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy